Welcome into the Black and Blue Report. Daniel Salerson here, along with the newest member of the New Orleans Saints, AJ Klein. First, AJ, welcome to New Orleans.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about your decision to choose New Orleans. Why was New Orleans the destination for you?
Well, even though I played versus the Saints the last 4 years in the division, I think the one thing that attracted me was the dome, the fans. Actually connected with Roman Harper and asked him his opinion on how his last 10 so years here in New Orleans has been. And he said nothing but good things, and that attracted me. And I know I'm wanted here, and I feel like I can make an impact here.
Well, is this place the toughest place to play, one of the toughest places you played in as far as an opponent standpoint?
I think so. Being an opponent and playing here is tough. I mean, when the Saints are rolling and they start that hoodat chant, I mean, it's an intimidating place to play, and it's been a lot of fun to compete here for the last 4 years.
Is it a little weird, though, going from one South NFC South team to another? Because a lot of these teams are rivals with each other.
Yeah.
Does that factor in at all, or is it just kind of a weird situation going from one team to another?
For me, it's not a weird situation. Yeah. I've been obviously playing, and football to me has been a business, my profession, my passion. So, I mean, it's tough to leave a place that you've been for 4 years and kind of, like people say, switch sides, go to the bad team or whatever you want to call it. But for me, it's another opportunity for me, another step in my career. And, I'm welcoming, New Orleans with open arms, and I'm happy to be here.
I know they'll welcome you with open arms. That's for sure. So when you were meeting with Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton, what do they envision your role being here when they talk to you?
Well, I know, here, I mean, I'm not sure where I'm going to fit yet.
Right.
I played all four positions in Carolina, and I just want to be an impact. I want to have an impact on this defense and be a playmaker for this defense. And whether that's being at an outside backer or a Mike backer is to be determined. But we'll get that figured out once OTAs and stuff start. But I'm going to do my best to try to learn this defense as quickly as I can and be ready to go when those first days of pads come on.
You also played special teams in Carolina. Did you like playing special teams when you were there? What did you like about that?
Yeah, I like playing special teams. One, because it's an integral part of the game. People don't necessarily know the hidden yardage that is made up or lost in the special teams game. So it's a battle, and when you spend as much time on it as I've had to the last 4 years, you really start to respect it more than necessarily I did in college, because I didn't have to play it in college as much. But it's important. And I think to find a team and players that are passionate about playing that role is important for a team success.
What's the difference in preparation for when you're preparing to go in as a linebacker than when you're also doing special teams as far as you're leading up to the week? You know, you're practicing all week. What are the differences in preparation between doing special teams and then just being a linebacker?
I think it's not totally different. Yeah. Obviously, you have to divvy up your time a little bit. You still have to spend time watching your tape as a linebacker, but you can get things off of tape from special teams, and especially looking at those one-on-one matchups, you know who you're going to match up against every single week, and try to study that person as best as you can to be prepared for the game. It's just like defense, but it's more of a narrowed focus.
Now, you played behind Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis when you were with Carolina. What was that like as far as learning from those two guys?
First of all, I mean, we had a great room in Carolina, great guys, and I can't speak highly enough of Luke and Thomas and Shaq and all these guys in the room, Ben and Jared. But when opportunity comes to knock, and I'm excited for this opportunity, but to learn from those two from when I first got there has been a pleasure, and I've learned a lot from them. I learned a lot of studying tape and just learn how to be a ball player. I mean, I felt like I played pretty good ball in college, but you never really understand until you get to the pro level. And Thomas is now going into, what, his 13th year?
Yep.
I mean, you talk about a pro's pro and a guy that's been through the ringer and battled injury. And it definitely lays his heart on the line every time he steps on the field. It's been a pleasure to play with him. And Luke, you don't have to say much about.
Yep.
The best linebacker in the NFL. And that's... that's just the way it is. Yeah. I mean, people can try to debate it if they want, but there is no debate. And to be able to play behind him and be one of his good friends, it's been a great 4 years.
So what's the biggest advice or anything that you've learned from them specifically? There's anything that one piece of advice that Thomas or Luke gave you that kind of sticks out, or anything off the field, just your relationship with them, what kind of sticks out as far as maybe some advice that they've given you throughout the years?
One, I think Thomas, it's not necessarily like a certain piece of advice, right. But I know Thomas would speak to the defense and speak to the team before every game. And for him, especially going through his three ACLs and going through all the injuries he's had, he's blessed to have made it this long in the NFL, and we're all blessed to be in the position that we're in. So his piece of advice is play every down like it's your last, because you never know when it might be actually your last. And I asked him actually halfway through the season last year, I was like, man, how'd you make it 12 mm-hmm. years, 13 years going in? He's like, man, honestly, it's been a blink of an eye. So he said, enjoy it while it lasts, because – for him, it's been 13 years. He says it's gone by in a blink of an eye. It's going to be gone anytime soon.
As far as relationships, you mentioned Roman Harper being one of the guys that spoke to you. Is there anyone else on this team that you know personally or have been around, or what do you know about the makeup of this ball club right now?
Well, I know just playing against this ball club for the past 4 years, competitive, and it's been a rivalry between Carolina and the Saints every single year, and every game comes down to the wire, it seems. I don't know many people personally from this squad or this team, but hopefully I'll gel quickly, and I'm going to try to get down here as soon as I can once I get living situations set up and be around this facility and be around the team and try to learn everybody's names as quickly as possible. But no, Roman's a great guy, and like I said, the advice he gave me earlier definitely drew me down here.
Besides coming here for games every year, how familiar are you with the city of New Orleans? Have you been here besides just your trips here?
Never. I've never vacationed or taken a trip here. I've only been here on business for games. So I'm excited to see what the city of New Orleans has to offer. I know there's a lot of good food, good places to eat, a lot of history and stuff to take in. So I'll do some exploring this spring, and I'll figure out the city slowly but surely.
Anything in particular that you've heard that people have said, oh, you've got to go here, or oh, you've got to try this, or do something? Has anyone told you specifics yet, or is it more just kind of getting settled in?
More just general get settled in, but I know I just missed Mardi Gras.
Yes, he did.
And people always say that's the best time of the year, or one of the best events that mm-hmm. happens here in New Orleans. So unfortunately missed that, but I'll be around for three more years. Yep. So
what's the goals for the offseason? What are you trying to work on personally as far as on the field stuff? What is your offseason like from here until you guys get into camp?
Well, from here until we get into camp, one, rehab my body, get my body back. I know I had a longer offseason this year compared to the years past because of not making the playoffs last mm-hmm. year, but focus on my body, get healthy, strong, get my body weight back up and where I need to be in playing shape. And then get the playbook. I mean, I'm going to get the playbook as soon as I can and crack that thing open and try to learn it as fast as I can so I can be familiar with it and like I said, be an asset as quickly as possible.
All right, that's AJ Klein, newest linebacker for the New Orleans Saints. AJ, welcome. We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll see you down the road.
Appreciate it. Thank you.